Thanks for your Hooters love and support during these difficult times. We'll always be here to offer a welcome escape from this crazy world with our amazing Hooters girls and fun-loving atmosphere. We know it can be tough to get out with friends and family these days, but don't worry, we've got you covered. It's fall, the game's on, and there's nothing better than Hooters to go to pull it all together for a great time. Hooters, our place or yours, we'll make it fun. Visit originalhooters.com.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. This is Season 5. I believe we are Episode 36 of Season 5. And with recording this on Wednesday evening, finally saying we can now look ahead to Week 13 of the fantasy schedule with the completed game on Wednesday afternoon Eastern Time between the Steelers and the Ravens. I thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, whether you are new to me or you've been listening for all five seasons. The last four seasons, as I pull the top off my pen, the last four seasons sponsored by Hooters, and specifically to my home in Central Florida, the people at the original Hooters brand, which is not just the OG on Gulf to Bay in Clearwater, but there are 11 Greater Tampa Bay Area original Hooters brand location restaurants to choose from. We have been to many in previous years with the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and we hope to be back next year when we are able to pack the restaurant, host multiple leagues again. We respected Hooters' wishes not to hold draft parties at their restaurants this year, at least the ones I deal with here in the Greater Tampa Bay Area, but their support and their presenting sponsorship did not waver, and I'm very appreciative of that. And let's just hope that next year, among things that are back to normal, are getting together to do a fantasy draft at Hooters, whether it's one of my podcast leagues or one of your leagues, wherever you are at your local Hooters location. Big thanks, of course, to Sean Sullivan, the general manager and podcast league owner from Bill Curry Ford. He jumped in and saved one podcast league with a very nice, safe invitation to draft on the showroom floor at Bill Curry Ford after the dealership had closed late on a Sunday afternoon, going back to what was it, late August, early September, and also putting a $1,000 bounty for the winner of the Fantasy League. There are already some podcast league owners who are thinking about their money already, and you know who you are. You've even brought this up to me. There's a cliche about that. It looks like after this week, I may not have clinched a playoff berth, but I'll be in there as well to try to compete for the cash, which I've already stated publicly at the draft, would go to a combination of my golfers and to a charity of my choosing at some point in the near future if I were to win the money. Sean Sullivan might be on the outside looking in, trying to defend his $1,000. May not make the 8-team playoffs in our 12-team league. But Sean, it doesn't take away from what you did for us. You saved the podcast league, and you just drafted too many rookies, and you had bad luck with Christian McCaffrey. And you made a horrible trade late in trading away Tyreek Hill. You should have instead accepted my deal, where I would have sent you Aaron Rodgers, and I would have gotten DK Metcalf. And some of you are saying, yeah, that would have been a better deal. No, based on what he would get from me, it would have been a better deal than what he got for Tyreek Hill, who had that awesome first quarter against the Buccaneers in Week 12. So here we are. We're in Week 13. This should be the last week of your regular season. And I know there have been some crazy spots, and we knew some things would be different, but we're here. Some of you have already clinched playoff berths. Maybe you're fighting for a first-round bye, fighting for seeding, or you need a win or you need a lot of points this week to get into the postseason. You know, this is also a good time for me to remind you, and let me just say, I'm sorry. Sometimes I get a little bit too Vince McMahon chairmanish, governorish, commissionerish, telling you what to do with your leagues to make them better. If you take any of my suggestions, I'm very flattered. Many of you reach out to me and say, you've brought it up and it's been voted down. And then I condemn your commissioners and I condemn your other owners. But look, it just shows you're paying attention. We all have our opinions on how to do things. I just try to play a brand of fantasy football that reflects what we actually watch on the field of play. I have strong opinions. Most of you respect that I have strong opinions. In a world where, and don't worry, I'm not going to go there. I'm just going to say people tend to draw a lot of lines. You know, you're either with us or against us. It's fun to argue about fantasy football, right? It doesn't hurt anybody. It's not that serious. We have fun with it. And I'm glad we've had it this year. I know it's made the last few months go pretty fast for me. It's been frustrating at times with losing Dak Prescott off one of my teams who was the highest scoring player in fantasy football at the time that he got hurt, and then having a fire sale. But it's still fantasy football, and it's fun to play. And so I am sorry if I come off as too over the top saying get rid of the mandatory tight end, lower your kicker scoring on long field goals to 3 points for every field goal. What are some of the other things I talk about? Just a number of other things that would lead to getting rid of your commissioner, not playing in week 17. One of the things that was proposed in my leagues a few years ago by the great Dave Wirth, 31 years with the CBS affiliate in Tampa Bay, now one of my Todd Wright Tour Hall of Famers. He'll be my starter, and then he'll actually play in Todd Wright Tour 28 coming up on December 12th. He brought up a few years back to me, he said, you know, sometimes when you play head-to-head in fantasy, you have that team that just had bad luck, and too many weeks they played a team that just outscored them. They didn't have a bad team, they didn't have a bad year, and they didn't make the playoffs because their opponents just every week seemed to do really, really well. So we created the wild card, and I know that this is not unique to me, but say in a 12-team league, I allocate the first 7 spots based on win-loss, and then, of course, total points. We use total points as a tiebreaker, but win-loss still is the first determining factor. For the final 5 spots, basically, or however you structure it, for the last playoff spot, wins and losses means nothing in our league. It's irrelevant. It's how many points you scored. So if you don't already have a playoff spot, if you have the most points of all the teams that don't have a playoff spot based on win-loss first and total points second, we eliminate the wins and losses, and we give the last playoff spot, we call it the wild card, to the owner who has accumulated the most points of the teams that would not otherwise make the playoffs. And last year in the Todd Wright Tour Podcast League, that was Val. She finished dead last in wins and losses. She got the wild card, won 3 playoff games, wins the fantasy championship. It validated that format. So if you don't play that way, just think about it for next year. Taking that last playoff spot in your league and making it win-loss exempt. All that matters to get the last spot is your total points, because that rewards the best remaining owner. There's no chance in it. There's no luck of the draw in it. They scored the most points of everybody else. They get the wild card. They're the last team in. and give them a shot to compete for the title. They got to win head-to-head in the playoffs anyway, unless you're just playing a total points league. But Val winning our podcast league title last year for Todd Wright Tour Fantasy 2019 really made me feel good that I implemented that, and it was Dave Wirth's idea for the Foundation League a few years back. Okay, so just some quick thoughts here, because your waivers now will be taking place, what, on, is it Thursday night going into Friday? So I hope this posts on Thursday. It's later waivers, obviously, because of the unique Wednesday nature of the Steelers and Ravens game. At least it's that way in the Yahoo leagues, and that's where I play all my leagues. Let's just take a final minute here, minute or so, to talk about those of you that are losing Will Fuller for the last week of the regular season and the playoffs. And it was just a couple weeks ago that even I said, if you took the chance on Will Fuller, and I wasn't one of them, I've been one of those people that have always said about Will Fuller's pro career, you just can't count on him to be available to play week to week. There always seems to be something wrong with him. And I want guys who are dependable that I can play every week. And Will Fuller wasn't that guy until this year. And then here we are, end of the regular season. You need him to win one more game for you to either secure a bye, secure seeding, get you in the playoffs, and then the next few weeks after that to help win you playoff games. He clearly has a great connection with Deshaun Watson. You know, they got rid of Kenny Stills. Cooks got hurt. And Will Fuller is banged six games for PEDs. So we're kind of back to square one with Will Fuller looking ahead to the 2021 fantasy season, where can you count on him or not? Is he worth the risk? Because he just has this history of not being available on a week-to-week basis. And it looked like he had put that behind him this year, and now he's gone. And I know in our Foundation League, Tara, who's been the best team all year in the Foundation League, and she's had terrific talent. She's had Kyler Murray, she's had Dalvin Cook, but she's had Will Fuller. And look, Tyreek Hill, DK Metcalf, and earlier in the season, DeAndre Hopkins, and later in the season, Keenan Allen, big numbers. But Will Fuller's right there, right there, and coming off a huge Week 12 game on Thanksgiving Day. And now Tara doesn't have him. And sure, you got to have depth, but that's a true wide receiver one. That's double-digit points you're losing each week. Obviously, the Texans don't have much in the way of a running game. That's a big loss. There will be some of you who will be able to blame Will Fuller's PED suspension on losing this week and not making the playoffs, or losing in the playoffs because he wasn't available to you. And that just sucks for you. And look, it doesn't hurt the Texans that much because they're not in the conversation for a playoff berth. And as a Deshaun Watson owner, and, you know, Deshaun is, I forget where I saw this stat because it certainly wasn't on Fantasy Football Now on Sunday because of the damn Formula One race wiping out the entire 3 hours of Fantasy Football Now on ESPN2. But Deshaun Watson might have been an NFL Network note. Three times this year in the first 12 weeks of the season, he's been QB number one in fantasy points. He's the only guy to be QB number one in fantasy three out of the first 12 weeks. And I've gone back and forth with him and Aaron Rodgers this year just because I thought Rodgers was an excellent investment as a backup quarterback in, I believe, the seventh or eighth round of my draft. My plan was to trade one of them, but I could never get the value I felt that either of them were worth. So I've just kept them. Something could still happen to one or the other, and then I have a legitimate backup trying to win in the podcast league. But Will Fuller's PED suspension concerns me as a Deshaun Watson owner, because Watson is now losing his top wide receiver, his top downfield threat, his big play guy. So at what point is it too much for Deshaun Watson to overcome all this adversity this year? First, before the season ever started, he lost DeAndre Hopkins. Then we get a few weeks into the season and he loses his head coach. Now, some say losing his head coach was actually good for him. Okay, but still, he lost his head coach. Players don't want to deal with that within a season. Then, you know, the moment David Johnson was actually showing some consistency in the running game, he gets concussed. He might be back this week, but then he goes out. It took a while for Watson to build some rapport with Cobb and with Cooks, and now he loses Will Fuller. So I have a decision to make, as all Deshaun Watson owners have a decision to make this week in week 13, whether or not to just go ahead with it, even though Watson will not have Will Fuller and may have David Johnson back to hand the ball to 15, 16, 17 times, checking status on that as we get closer to Sunday, or do I just put Aaron Rodgers back in there, who's coming off a phenomenal game on Sunday night against the Chicago Bears. And I think Rodgers has the better matchup, but obviously Watson has been extremely, extremely hot. All right, for fantasy questions, please send me your fantasy questions anytime between now and the time you go to bed Saturday night to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. We need a week 13 keyword. Okay, in honor of my friend Jay Cornegay, we'll use Superbook. Superbook, not super bad, Superbook. I'm looking at the backdrop that the Westgate provided for my webcast, which you can find on the identitytb.com/videos. It's called What Are the Odds? And I just looked up and I saw the word Superbook. And that's where I spend a lot of my time when I'm in Vegas, at the Westgate Superbook. So Superbook will make the keyword for week 13. Put it in the subject line of your email or early in the content of your email. That lets me know you are a podcast listener, and that means I will return your email and give you a second opinion on what you need a second opinion on this week, final week of the regular season. Thanks again for listening to this edition, and I hope many previous editions of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Remember, for non-fantasy content, I invite you to listen to the Todd Wright Toddcast. A recent Todd Wright Toddcast was posted within the last 12 hours. It involved college football, the college football playoff rankings, and what I hope is a worst-case scenario for college football going forward, and that college football doesn't suffer the same fate as college basketball did, where we get an entire regular season and then we get no tournament, we get no champion. I hope for college football's sake, even if more games go away, three games are preserved and we crown a champion, and then they can look towards a hopefully healthy and full 2021. That's in the Todd Wright Toddcast. Google the Todd Wright Toddcast. You'll find it on various platforms where podcasts are available, namely Google Play as one example, and or Google Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, and there are a number of other places you can find the Todd Wright Toddcast. I believe the reason it's not on Apple Podcast is because once they got one person that submitted something called a Toddcast, it locked every other podcast from a guy named Todd out. So I may be rebranding that to get on Apple Podcasts in 2021, but we're not there yet. So for non-exclusive podcast material from me on various topics, just find the Todd Wright Toddcast, and I hope you enjoy that as well. Thank you very much for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. We'll talk to you next time.